Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and let's get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to rap,
out on a double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause the way goes trouble down the drain.
banger.
Keep the heads ringing.
Check it. Christ forsake my soul. Please tell me what price to pay to make it whole, take control. I'm making dough, but not enough to blow. J.O.'s, they lost my flow, but they yo. I don't trust the soul, I know we need to. These evil free to meet you halfway and eat you. Alive trying to survive illegal. I leave you lost, mount you on the cross. Rip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with the King. Hot new mix.
Oh, never happen. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped.
Ooh. happen? How many caskets can we witness before we see it's hard to live this life without God? So we must ask forgiveness. As Mama Rod got the shirt to die, witness the tears falling from my eyes before she could reply. But we were born with our silver spoon. My broken down TV show cartoons in my living room. One day I hope to make it a player in this game. Mama, don't cry, long as we try, baby, ain't shame. Perhaps it's just a fantasy. A life where we don't need no welfare and share with our own family. Maybe it's me that caused it, the fighting and the hurting in my room crying, cause I didn't wanna be a person. Watch mama open up her arms to her, and I ain't worried about a damn thing. She still loves me. In this game, those things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. Unconditional love, the lessons in your eyes. Those things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love, just got the message you've been calling all week. Been out here feeling lonely, you say had a chance to be. But you know, what you would need is all shit. We could never be enemies.
Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, why, it up why, when you can, when you can, bat it up.
Yeah, True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
For hip hop live. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, man. What the fuck is up, man? Mad Monday. Hey, you know it's been a real tough week for me, and today was the day my nigga Johnny J died. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know what happened. A lot of people know what happened. A lot of people think they know what's happening. But this is the day my nigga, rest in peace. So rest in peace, Johnny J. You know what I'm saying? True West Radio, Mad Monday. I'm on some mad ass shit right now. You know what I'm saying? There's some of this shit going on. Mr. Everywhere in the building. DJ Ev Love.
What's good? What's good, everybody?
Where's my nigga? Zeno.
What up?
Welcome to the crew, man. Those are all my folks, man. This is my bro, C Note, man.
Oh yeah. We came in and showed love to Johnny J. You know, we put down some of them hit records for Tupac Shakur, All Eyes on Me album. You know, Johnny J. He did a lot of things on that Wild Wild West, baby.
Yeah, you know, his wife is actually, she's the one that named the album, All Eyes on Me.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying, but, you know, Johnny J, rest in peace, my nigga.
Rest in peace, Johnny J.
You know, if you would have stepped to the right and to the left, might not happen like that. That's the whole thing about people, man. They, I don't know. You put your eggs in the wrong basket, the eggs break. The eggs break, you know. When the eggs break, you broken. So, you know, I miss that cat, man. That's one of the other cats, you know, outside of Coolio. We was all together.
Right.
It was a thing called the performing arts. We used to all be in the performing arts, you know, while we out in L.A. when we was younger. You know, Julio was older than us, but in any case, man.
Yeah, R.I.P. to Julio.
Yeah, man, I got to go. Wherever it's at, I'm going to be there. You know what I'm saying? That's my nigga. I've been knowing him since he was 16. I was trying to pull up some Johnny J joints, but I think I got a couple of them up here. You know what I mean? Mr. Everywhere, what's going down, bro?
Oh, shoot, just kicking back, relax, man. You know, just listening to what y'all had to say.
Oh, no, man. It was crazy because Johnny's daughter hit me up. Well, she just put it on the goddamn thing. She didn't hit me up all the way, but then I was tagged in it, and it was like, damn, 14 years since my dad died. I was like, damn. Well, 14 years? God damn. I can't even remember how old I was 14 years ago. Now I know. But I'm just saying. That was a long time ago my nigga died. And we were standing up in this goddamn funeral, and that was the most craziest shit ever, boy. It wasn't no fighting like, you know, some people funerals and shit like that, but it was kind of wild up in that motherfucker. When you got his new friend sitting on one side, he got his family sitting in the middle, and then all his real homies is sitting right there on the other side of the church. And we were sitting up there. Every time them niggas said something, we shaking their head going, that ain't what happened. I threw a couple of pictures up on my Facebook. I wasn't matching, but I had to throw my thug life hat on.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. That motherfucker say, you gonna put that thug life hat on and you ain't matching? Fuck yeah. Motherfucker, give me a thug life hat. I got that motherfucker. Boom. I'm just saying. Yes, sir. Right. So, let me see what I got. The Johnny did. I was trying to throw some old shit up. My brother over here, he over there in the cut. I'm about to give him the number so he can call. He up there smoking all the weed up, so we ain't going to have no... He's smoking all the weed up, so we ain't going to have no weed up for her. No, I'm just fucking with you.
Little y'all probably patty dicky.
I gotta find. Let me see. What Tupac song is
that? I believe this show deserves a
full
smoke.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You know it's crazy.
Got your lighter close to you. And your Swiss roll. That was
I ain't got nothing roll. I'm nigga. I'm telling you, this. Hey. October, November, December is the worst days for me.
Yeah.
This is some bad times.
Yeah,
this is some bad times for me. So I'm one of the home girls today. She bailed me out. You know what I'm saying? So that. All right, let me see. Which one of these motherfuckers? Here you go. So, I'm tired of it. It's crazy that a motherfucker been sitting up doing tributes to people all goddamn week. But I want to get this up with my nigga Tupac, Johnny J. And my nigga Big Sight. How about that? Let's go.
Big Sight. New. Tank. Hook up. Big Sight.
Yeah.
Y'all know how this shit go.
You know.
All eyes on me.
Buffalo and Jiggy. Roll up in the club.
That right.
Shit.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what?
I bet you got it twisted, you don't know who to trust. So many player-hating niggas tryna sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you steal, damn nigga, holler when you see me. And let these devils suck for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of niggas every time we ride. Hitting motherfuckers up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a false player. Cause even when I'm high, fuck with me and be false later. The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. A 500, Benz, smoking flashy brains. Bitches pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes. It's like a dope fiend. It seemed my main thing was to be major paid. The game sharper than the motherfucking razor blade. Save money, bring bitches. Bitches bring lies. One nigga's getting jealous, the motherfuckers die. Depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but these phones won't get me. We got four niggas and low riders and ski masks screaming thug like. Every time they pass, all eyes on me. Little life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Little life of a boss player. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Little life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Little life of a boss player.
Hey, to my nigga Pac. So much trouble in the world, nigga. Can't nobody feel your pain. The world's changing every day, time's moving fast. My girl said I need a race, how long will she last? I'm caught between my woman and my pistol and my chips. Triple beam, got some smokers on, whistle as a dip. I'm lost in the land with no plan, living life flawless. Crime ball contraband, let me toss this. Mediocre's got a lot of nerve, let my bucket swerve. I'm taking off from the curve. The nervousness, neglect, maybe pack a tech. devoted to serving this my wedding paycheck. Like a kite satellite, nigga, I'm forever ballin'. It ain't right, parasites, triggers, and fleas crawling. Sucker duckin', get busted, no emotion. My devotion is out of my business, nigga, and keep on coasting. Where you going? I've been there, came back, it's lonely, homie. Steady flowing against the grain, nigga, still don't know me. It's about the money and this rap shit, this crap shit. It ain't funny, niggas don't even know how to act shit. What can I do? What can I say? Is there another way? Plus this shit all day, 24 parlay. My little homie G, can't you see I'm Buster Free? Niggas can't stand me, all eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss play, all eyes on me. All eyes on me. Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss play, all eyes on me.
The fans is watching, niggas plotting to get me. Will I survive, will I die? Come on, let's picture the possibility, giving me talks. Lawyers making a grip, I told the judge I was wasteful. And that's why I blaze shit, was hyper as a kid. Old as a teenager, on my mobile calling big shots. On a team major, packing hundreds in my drawers. Fuck the law, bitches I fuck with a passion. I'm living rough and raw, catching cases at a fast rate. Falling in the fast lane, hustle till the morning. Never stop until the cash came. Live my life as a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live my life as a boss player, cause even getting high. These niggas got me tossing shit, I put the top down. Now it's time to floss my shit. Keep your head up, nigga, make these motherfuckers suffer. Up in the bins, burning rubber. The money is mandatory, the hoes is for the straps. This criminal lifestyle, equipped with the bulletproof vest. Make sure your eyes is on the meal ticket. Get your money, motherfucker, let's get rich and real. Kick it, all eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a false play.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a false play.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Pay attention, my nigga. See how that shit go? Nigga walk up in this motherfucker. And be like, ping.
Kyle, life is a thug, nigga. Till the day I die. Them like a bitch. Cause even getting high.
Every motherfucking body. I got busted souls and police.
Out of bags, plus his life for the little things he has, and over I made mistakes, I learned from everyone. And when it's said and done, I bet this world will be a better one. If I bet you don't sweat, never forget that God isn't finished with me yet. I feel his hand on my brain when I write wrongs. I go blind and let the Lord do his thing. But am I less holy? Cause I choose to pump a blunt and drink a beer with my homies. Before we find world peace, we gotta find peace in the war in the streets. My ghetto gospel.
If not, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all online listening, man. Give us a call, man. Don't be shy. Say hi. Ha ha.
Yeah. We working 9 to 5. Lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind. Yeah. So who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man. We could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. Yeah. So who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly.
You fucking with a true king, nigga. You a handy down,
yeah.
I'm all alone on my own shit, stand my ground. Ordinary but giving orders, I just hand them out. Originated from the middle where the mountains dwell. With a hot box like a set of kangaroo on flames. Picture perfect like Roger Rabbit when he got framed. A Tech 9 on a nigga who be acting strange. Wake up first of the month, nigga, who got paid? Okay, she fresh and you not. I'm too hot, initial shock like static from a Duke sock. I'm Deuce in the booth, bro. I dump my lyrics on you like a pot full of goulash. Booyah, this is Anger City, fuck the boondocks. Still smoking and still flying and tatted up, cause I feel like it. Still stacking and still mobbing, ain't the best yet, but I feel like it. All the talk that you hate is talking, just circulating, I'm still smiling. I'll cork your throat with my cock while I'm still rhyming. I just got used to this music shit, I'm losing it. Get loose to this, crack loose to this, we boozing it. My crew the shit, you clueless kid, ain't seen ruthless yet. I'm so new to this, so we'll turn up the volume and piss off your neighbors, but even your neighbors gon' cruise to this. I am 719, I write stories of life, I read the Bible at night. I'm working hours of nines, I'm never sleeping at night. I am Africa, half Mexico, I'm built strong from both sides. I'll just smack you, homie, if you flexing, homie, I'll embarrass you until you die.
We working 9 to 5s, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly.
King Scratch, icon, bow down to the true West Coast, dubs up, drink inside the red Dixie cup. 9 to 5, I worked it out, all gas, no breaks, no slowing down. 3 ounce, I got a pound, always turned up when I'm in your town. AKs, then fofos, in the trunk, just in case I ride or die. Everybody hit the fucking ground every time that I'm driving by. Do that shit, make that shit, keep it real, with that shit. Nothing but love to everybody that I'm fucking with. I've been there and done that, hold up when I'm at bat. If you got beef, we can chew the fat. It's a cardiac arrest, gonna call your doctor stat. Where you at? I'm on the west side, half baked, full fry, in the cut, making cheese, putting in eight, making more than 5 G's. Cash out, hustle till I pass out, always on the paper route, on the paper chase, running shit, always coming in first place, in your face. You fucking with a G that's uppercase, not lowercase. You shitty race, all your shit, cause you taking up too much space. Yeah.
We working 9 to 5s, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. Yeah,
vibes. Lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly.
Holly, fuck it, never.
Created in every way. Better than the artist, you put your dollars in. So follow him and acknowledge the penmanship on my business. Niggas know what it is. Click it on your head, it's out of my hands. Focus on supply and demand. Wishing they could swatch this fly nigga out of the air. Illest for figures digits. Getting it, this banana peel lane still slipping. Hat to the back and I'm West Coast dipping. Ain't willing down the bottle prescription. Cause we dream big, gifted to drink clear. Yeah, way beyond the contest. So you cats better watch it like a Timex. No comparison to beginner or veteran. But they say my words cut like editing. In the best shape I ever been. Very bright light, call me Edison. Yeah. Yeah, ow, me and Pop just gonna sound. Me and Pop just gonna sound.
Fuck shit, all down. The time, verbal ass whooping. If you got beef, we can cut it up and cook it. You wanna take flight, reservations, then book it. Look it, the one shining light, I took it. Enough of that, who's that cat with the brittle face? Somebody who rolls with his family just in case. Any place, any time, people be rhyme for rhyme. Three strikes going crime for crime. Five-star general, West Coast icon. Niggas on my balls like it's something to ride on. Beat down, West up, in the cup going. Keeping up with fast, but fuck what they doing. True West, two hands, eight fingers showing. Throw them in the sky because that's where they going. If you not know a game, scratch ITB. West Coast, East Side, FC. Yeah.
Yeah, ow, me and Pop just gonna sound. Yeah, yeah. Me and Pop just gonna sound.
Radio, my bad, man. I was sitting up here climbing with my brother and then, you know, thinking about Johnny J. That's been a fucked up week, you know what I'm saying? Coolio died, my father's birthday, didn't go through this shit and then got to think about it. And then today, 14 years ago, Johnny J. died. Man, I'm tired of bad news. I don't know about y'all, but I am tired of bad fucking news. Shit's killing me, bro. I'm telling you.
Yo, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
rockin' live. King Scratch, DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Approach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Mine Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
Hey, look, check this out. I told you I'll never play this again, but I just want to play it for my brother. It was tight, man. I just hate that. Bitch-ass niggas become bitch-ass niggas. But I want my brother to hear it since he over here. Hold on.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Headblood. Yeah. My girl, yeah. Sweet Pea. Shut up, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it
JoJo.
Do, my
oh.
Nigga? This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that
Play-Doh.
Yeah, it's that time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
True West. I keep on telling that nigga, just because his name is JoJo don't mean that. Nah, I'm just fucking with you, JoJo. Wait a minute, hold on, I can't even hear that. Y'all hear that? It's my phone just low. Hey! 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 Alright, look, check this out. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got C Note.
Oh yeah, True West, y'all.
Yo, I'm trying to make him gonna get done.
Hey, look, check this out. Wait a minute. We did have Freestyle Friday. What's up with Freestyle today? What up, Trudy?
Freestyle Monday, yeah. Yeah, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah,
let's
that bacon cooking.
Say no more.
You got that bacon cooking.
Wait a minute. And then I got my brother Brian on the, I got my brother Shadow. He in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah. Two West Club, y'all.
Ian, I said Ian, not T.
Well,
you gotta get yourself off the mute.
It's all on the line. It's all on the line. What y'all gonna do?
What y'all wanna do?
Shit. Ain't nothing.
We
hey,
got 47 minutes. Y'all, I know y'all don't wanna freestyle against me. Hey, look. Last time we had Freestyle Friday, I let Hell Love win.
Hey, you got that static in your phone. I thought you were cooking bacon.
Oh, me?
Oh, I'm on the house phone, so my bacon is already cooked, nigga.
Is that me?
Everything that happens is always your goddamn phone. That's why you always be in the corner. So, wait a minute, hold on.
You got hair long phone?
Wait a minute. I'm going to let y'all know. For all these years we've been having True West Radio, it's been Hev Love and motherfucking JoJo in the corner. They be in the corner more than everybody. How JoJo gonna try to be on True West Radio cutting wood?
Now on a high scale, he was on a high scale.
They call that multitasking, okay?
I ain't got no problem with nobody no multitasking, but goddamn it, if you on the radio show, you can't be cutting the... Hold on. Yeah! Put your phone on mute, nigga.
JoJo, you put that nigga. They had that nigga up on them hot beans.
Who was up 909? The 909 number. They got scared.
Oh, shit. Don't get scared now. They just finna crank up this freestyle.
Don't get scared freestyle. Now. Everybody freestyle. Came back. Who was that? Yep, that. Oh, I think that.
Yeah,
wait, okay.
I ain't scared. Don't get twisted.
Don't get scared.
Yeah.
Never.
All right. Let me see. I'm going to find a track. We gonna see who gonna go up first. You got 30 seconds to put a good one in. Now, if it's 30 seconds fast or it's 30 seconds slow? What?
You care about what's going on? All the people.
Oh, okay. I gotta give y'all the motherfucking the topic. Okay. Whoever want to go first, I know what they got to talk about.
Nah, you didn't hear about people getting their county checks picking? Somebody hacked into the county and took their money?
We can do it. Well, shit, rap about it. You want to go first? You want to go first?
That's a good one. Rap about it, JoJo. They go freestyle. They jacking them people for their money.
Oh, well, hey, who want to go first? That's all I got to say. Who want to go first?
I ain't going first.
I'm going last.
Everybody on this motherfucker scared. You want me to go first?
Yeah, go first, Greg.
I'll go first. Fuck that. I ain't never scared. You know, the good thing about it, I can pick the track I want. I'm going to give you a track that you got to rap off on. So I'm going to give y'all one more chance.
Shit,
I'm going to give y'all one more chance because I can pick. I already know what goddamn track I can rap off of because I'm the one controlling this shit.
Right.
But, I mean, we in the blind.
Y'all ain't blind like a motherfucker. That's the thing about freestylers. Motherfucker, put a goddamn track on, you got to start rapping.
Yeah, I'm going to rap off of whatever you got, man. Let's see.
Okay. Well, you go first, then.
Well, shit. Say no more. Well, you know, I mean, what's the topic? You said something about...
But now, we get ready to get the topics in. This is what we going to talk about. We're going to talk about apples.
Apples.
Did you say apples?
Yeah, nigga. The ones you pull off the tree.
Oh, my God.
No.
Bro, you got to rap about apples. You ready?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Here we go. We're talking about apples, man. They say apples don't fall too far from the tree. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, apples don't fall straight from the tree. I'm a player, yeah, I'm a P-I-M-P-I-N-G. You know me. Sucker free, bust for free, ducking these punk police. Yeah, I get down. Yeah, I'm trying to come up. Yeah, I'm trying to count my apples, trying to get my stacks up. I ain't worried about these haters, man. Get my pack up. I just see haters trying to back up and get the act up. Coming through. Yeah, for the W, the true west, the W, the trouble you. I bite the apple. I don't give a fuck. I drink a Snapple. Bad bitch, yo, if she come through, yeah, I'll slap her up on the ass. Count cash, get the cash, drinking my liquor and smoking Swizzle. Huh?
Wait, I'm sorry. I can't even put no clap in
true
this
west,
motherfucker.
Y'all.
This is tripping.
True west.
That's all right there. I applaud you on that.
How many bars we going?
No, I'm just giving everybody, like, you know, the minute time now, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let just everybody just rap all goddamn night. Who next?
Why that nigga say he drink a Snapple, though?
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? The apple one,
like
too.
A Snapple,
you know what I'm saying?
Then they say, I get an apple like a Snapple.
Yeah.
All right. So who want to go next? Right, who wanna go next? Everybody's scared. Everybody's scared.
I'm waiting for you to put a track on.
No, nigga, if you wanna go next, say you going next, cuz I'll put it on. You going next, right?
Yeah, put a track on.
Alright.
West, y'all.
JoJo
West,
going
West, y'all.
Next. Just because his name is JoJo don't mean that motherfucker is from Troop. I mean,
Jodeci.
Yeah,
definitely.
All right, I'm gonna give. See, no, I don't want to give you nothing that I know you can rap off of. I want to give you something that I know you can't rap off. All right, hold on. Here we go. This is what we're gonna do. Wait. See, I know he could rap off of that. Fuck that. Nope. I don't know which one is fast enough. Let's see, here you go. All right, here you go. I'm going to put you on that one. You ready? Are you ready? No, he ain't ready.
Who rapping to that one?
JoJo, you motherfucker. All right, here we go. Yeah. You got eight bars.
Hold on. I can barely
you got
hear.
Eight bars. Here you go.
What the hell? I don't know. Hold on. Daddy, stop. I'm I'm doing something. Can you please stop? Go ask your mama.
Then second of all, I never told you what you was going to rap about. I was giving out a, yo, what we going to do is we going to start it over. You got 8 bars to get it, get ready for your rap. But you going to rap about cornbread. Okay?
Okay. I guess I got it. Cornbread.
So about the cornbread.
All right, cornbread. Give me your cornbread. I can't even hell no, nigga, that's fucked up. You gonna get about the cornbread. All
right. Go ahead. 1, 2, 3.
Grab that box of dishes, put it in the pan, make it up in a dish, put it in the oven, two dishes.
You eliminated already. Wait a minute, hold on. This is bullshit. He couldn't rap about the cornbread. You eliminated.
He rap about the cornbread.
You couldn't even rap about, boy, somebody told me to rap about the cornbread beans all over the scene. That's what I got. That's what I fucking mean. Oh, nigga, corn. Oh, my God. Cornbread and bread should have been your first fucking thing.
Yeah.
All right, who next? Everybody who's scared. I'm going last.
I'm going next to last.
You say you go. All right, you try to claim your spot? That's like a nigga jumping in a car. Nigga, I got the front seat.
I
got
a relay. Hey.
Well, y'all fucking up. All right, check this out. Damn, I didn't even put my beer in the goddamn freezer. Now I got to drink hot beer. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you, Julie.
Hey.
Crack,
well,
you all right, look.
You
all right, check this out.
A hot beer. You ain't worried about no beer.
I'm gonna let y'all pitch whatever y'all want to talk about, but then I'll pick the song that you have to talk about. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. Who next?
Oh.
You said you're gonna let us pick what now? Pick some topic that you wanna rap about. I'm gonna
okay.
tell you to rap about potatoes, cause that's gonna be my next shit.
Okay, life.
Be like, rap about no life. Fuck that life shit.
The cornbread, I like the cornbread. I could have got off on corn by the cornbread.
You can't get off on the cornbread.
Man, I cut up on cornbread, man.
Oh, you wanna cut up on the cornbread?
I'm with it, man. The same beat, all right, same
fuck it. Hey, look, you know Tino, country, we call him country.
Yeah.
Tino,
country,
you gonna
money.
Cut up on the
yeah.
cornbread?
I cut up on the cornbread, man.
Let's go there. Hold on, but you don't know what track is gonna be. You got 8 bars to think about it.
Oh, well, I ain't tripping. I was gonna rap. I thought you was gonna play the same one, but I'll go.
No. Why I play the same one? That's dumb.
All right.
Look.
All right.
You got 8 bars to think about cornbread. You ready?
Hold on. Give me 1 second. Let me walk over here because. You know, I'm at work, but I was trying to get away from the noise so much so I could get, you know, so the crowd could, you know, give me.
He lost already.
I'm ready. Let's go. Cornbread.
All right, here we go. I don't know what this is, but here we go.
All right. Yeah.
There you go.
Hey. Yeah.
Wait, you got 8 more to think about.
Hey, hold up. You want your cornbread? I want my cornbread. Cornbread fed. Got to get my bread. I'ma get some head. Jump up in the motherfucking car. Yeah, then I lay down and went to bed. I'm a player. Yeah, I love cornbread muffins. I be doing it, rough and stuffing. I'm cornbread fed, man. I gotta get paid. Money in my hand when I pull up to the blade. Yeah, she say, hey. Yeah, I like May. Yeah, I'm like coming through the king to ace of faith. Man, I'm all about my cornbread, bacon and cheddar. Gotta get it, man, keep my bread together. Cornbread kept me hungry, cornbread kept me full. When I drinking on the Red Bulls, yeah, pull up with some cornbread. Making the money, I'm stacking chips all day. Yeah, cornbread, it keeps you happy. Yeah, just to get cornbread for my mama and my daddy. Huh, with some greens, when I like to eat, grab the cornbread with my hands and eat it with the greens. And I eat it with mashed potatoes and peas.
Well, you know why you lost already? Because you said cornbread too many goddamn times.
Yeah,
Just because we're talking about cornbread don't mean you have to say cornbread all that goddamn many times.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to make it make sense. Cornbread.
Okay.
You're talking about cornbread.
No, it makes sense because you said cornbread the whole fucking time.
He did put them in different perspectives. Though.
Well,
he said,
in motherfucking dressing, and he was like, he said a couple of things about green, but then it was like cornbread.
I put a little hook in it.
Oh, no. Y'all got to vote for this motherfucker. I think that he said cornbread too many goddamn times. And look, I let him even go longer because I thought he was going to say something different. Okay. Your cornbread is in the running, I think.
Okay,
you
said
it's gonna be potatoes.
I got one for you, Scratch. I got TV dinner.
I'm going last. TV I dinner. Know what the hell I'm gonna say. All you gotta do is tell me I'm going last. What the hell, y'all? Who next?
So who y'all talk about potatoes
So y'all ready for the lunch?
Hey, look.
You know what your goddamn topic is? Love.
Fried chicken.
your topic is love.
That's some code.
Fried chicken and fish.
Which one is it? Fried chicken? What is it?
Love, nigga.
Love.
Yeah, your
name
is
M.
Love. Your topic is love.
Right on.
Okay, you don't know what track you're going to have. Hold on, let me light this cigarette.
Hey, is that even fair? He's going to just be rapping about himself.
My brother said you're going to be rapping about yourself. I let him rub my nipple.
He gonna be like, I love myself. That nigga be in a goddamn room with some goddamn oil
just rubbing it all over himself.
I'm gonna make a video. Make a video.
Don't put no video.
With the fan on high, he got the fan on high, so he feel like he's
with a wig on, with that shit blowing.
Ain't nothing blowing but my beard.
He gonna borrow one of his mom's wigs so he can put it on so he can feel like he got some hair like Mick Jagger.
That's fucked up.
Hey, look, that's what I'm saying, bro.
Y'all want me to
hold
on?
First of all, y'all can't be saying that about my whole wood.
My brother over there busting the fuck up. It's all love, you know what I mean? I'm working on my copy. Hey, look, my brother over there, look, we wasted time.
We gonna go in after hours. We already got 30 minutes left. So have love. I don't know if I wanna tell you to talk about love or not after this. I'm about to change your shit to chocolate bars or something.
Chocolate bars? Oh, shit.
Nah, I ain't gonna change you up. Have love, your soul, and talk about love. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's too fast for the love.
You think so?
All right, let's go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Let's talk about love. Which one is love? Because it comes from above. Ain't nothing else to do but stir. People out your way when you're walking down the street. Ain't nobody moving, so make you look weak. I don't need gas because I'm cold as shit. I can do this shit at night and hit. Hit the fucking line. Hit the fucking ball. I don't give a damn. I'm forever bald. If you ain't seen what I'm saying and you don't know, you got to get some love before you go. I tell you how it is late at night when the hoes come around and the things are tight. Pull out a little hair and hit a boy, y'all don't want none of that. I get a minute, y'all don't want none of that.
Ooh, remix.
I got lost.
I love
college
green.
Hey, don't matter your time was up anyway. You did right. I want to be fast. Damn, I can't even. My clapping ain't working. I want to clap for you. All right,
the Domino Subway sandwich was in the way.
You did all right. I'm with you on that.
Appreciate it.
I love the pregame show first though.
Yeah. It's kind of early.
What happened? Attention, did the 49ers win tonight?
They still play.
And they losing by how much?
49ers, they winning. Missed the field goal. Now Rams finna come back and put 8 on their table.
Shut the butt up.
They better get out.
Right, who's that? Mr. Everywhere, Jojo.
So y'all want me to go with Cornbread?
Wait, hold on. Who wanna run next?
It's Mr. Everywhere and JoJo.
I already went. Remember I had cornbread.
Oh yeah, your cornbread sucked like a motherfucker. Mr. Everywhere. Oh, goddamn it. That'll be a good one.
Everywhere
and motherfucking confetti. Confetti is on this bitch.
Oh, that confetti go in. Confetti go.
The blind go
last. They say the best for last.
Okay, pick a number between 1 and 10, and we're going to see who got a rap.
6.
And I'm going to give you the thing.
6.5.
7. Get the fuck out of here, Truly.
Hey, we're about to have Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder battle it out.
I remember.
I damn it.
Look, wait. That's rude as fuck, but that's all right. Look. Mr. Everywhere against motherfucking up. My brother over there busting the fuck up.
Oh, damn.
Well, confetti, who going first? Pick a number between 1 and 10.
I said pick 7.
You pick 7. Okay, Mr. Everywhere, if you ain't gonna rap, nigga, just say 0. So that means confetti got a rap.
Go ahead, confetti. I'll pick it up after you, confetti.
He take 5, final answer.
Okay, let me see. I'm about to find out what. ain't give a fire now what you can rap off of. I just want you to rap off of something. Check this out. All right, you ready? You got eight bars. You got eight bars to start your freestyle.
The start? Eight bars to start it?
Yes. Oh, you got a good one.
And you got to pick a topic?
Eight bars to start it. Oh, you only got 30 seconds to rap, man.
Fucking with the boys trying to maintain. Sliding through the lane. In my veins, keep the deck of shit. Every track trying to rip. Everywhere I start to stab, then life will do it there. Really don't care. Life unfair. I'm on stab. The ladies in the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Want a ball.
He's over.
What we gotta do to keep going?
No, you got so much time, but you fell off. You can't fall off.
Oh, I ain't never fall off.
Oh,
start the breath, y'all. Tell me, you say I gotta start an eight bars. Do I got a certain word or just all right, don't stop?
All right, no. You got eight bars. I say you got eight bars to start before you rap, so you can just start feeling out what the fuck you got to say.
Oh, okay. You got eight bars. Okay.
All right.
Let's go.
You actually fucked up already, so I'm going to give you another try.
Okay.
Let me see.
And you just don't, just don't stop. Just keep going till you fall off.
How about this? No, you only got 30 seconds. You only got 30 seconds. Yeah. Ready?
Ready?
All right, here you go. One, two, three, go.
Sitting in the game, flipping flops in the lane, trying to maintain, going off the brain. Stuck in this dirty thing. Hoping I ain't on the block selling coke. Can't coke no more. Trying to get his load of dope. Pop it up for the dope fiend. Slay the dove selling Texas slab. In the game when I jab. Trying to give me a bad bitch. Stay fly. Wonder why. Make the young lady cry. And they never die. Mind me. Doing my thing. And I maintain in the game. Flossing in the lane. Doing my thing. Sliding through the triple D. See me in 3D. Fucked up. Hey. Damn. Where my luck up?
Yay! All right, my clapping shit ain't working. All right, so, Mr. Everywhere, it's your turn, right? Mr. Everywhere, I ain't gonna rap on him. All you gotta do is concede, and that'll be good.
Right.
You know what it is right now? Since everybody is conceding, this. Me and Trulia. You want to go first, Trulia?
Yeah, let me go and get my three bars out the way.
You better. I'm gonna give you something easy, just because everybody on this was. Hey, you know what? Country, he wasn't bad. I'm not going to just, if they left, they forfeit.
Right.
They forfeit. I see Chris. Chris still there. You still there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, yeah, I'm at work, but, I put on music if I be too loud for y'all, but. Yeah, I'm here at 2 West. We in the building.
Hey, Jojo, you I'm not in the building. Have love.
Have love, you.
Hey, y'all both in the building, but y'all just ain't in the game. All right, check this out. Yeah, and then, compared to you, I'm too. I'm tired. All right.
Huh?
So this is what it is. Truly, it's your turn.
What I got to rap about?
I'm about to tell you.
Edge control.
I'm going to give you something hard as fuck. This stuff is going to be hard. No, it ain't going to be that hard because no motherfucker, I know exactly what to put on your shit.
Come on, cause you
hey,
look.
Hey, Trudy. This is called the grocery store.
What?
I don't even know what goddamn beat it's gonna be, but it's gonna be the grocery store because look, if she ain't at home,
she
had her goddamn her son's football game. If not there, she at the grocery store. So we getting ready to get to the grocery store.
I don't think that's right.
Oh, shit, he said you got to have a grocery store list.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, man, that's funny.
No. She's been in the grocery. If she ain't at home, she at the fucking grocery store. That's all.
Or a football game. But 9 times out of 10, she at the store.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Just
yeah.
For like
I'm going to give you a. Since I got to go last, yeah, you got to talk about the grocery store. You got to talk about the football game, too. I talk about 3 things.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, let's get this. Hold on. Well,
but
I got to get some beer first.
This is my finger.
Huh?
Okay, come on.
I'm trying to see. Shit, you about to get ready to whoop me. I'm trying to make sure I drink enough beer when it's time for me to get mine. All right, hold on. Now, you know what's getting ready to be cheating, right?
What?
I'm the one that's playing the beat.
Nah,
hold on.
I feel we got cheated from the beginning.
We got 16 minutes left. Here we go. Let me, I got you right here. Here you go. Let me see. Damn. I want to give you something I know that you could not handle. Okay, here we go. Check this out.
Oh, my God.
You got 8 bars to figure it out, and you got 30 seconds to stop rapping, right?
Okay.
Here we go.
I gotta rap about a motherfucking soul. Where I get my groceries, how the fuck is that? Wanting me to go first, but I'm Mr. Larry. Sitting bars out the ass, I need to pay before I go to the game and see my baby. If I can make some touchdowns on they ass, I can act an ass on the field, dude. Going down tonight, I got my camera. Going out on these white people, I don't give a fuck. They know I'm fucked up. Cause I'm coming off the dome, leave me alone. When I leave home, I got that motherfucking 8 by my side. It's gon' ride with the extra on the side, yeah. Hold on.
You got it.
Bad.
Hey, you know what? I came to the conclusion I'm not rapping. She fucked me up already.
You know I don't know how to freestyle though. But it's
okay.
I'm gonna practice.
That nigga gave you to play a slow. You can go with the flow.
Well, nobody don't listen to confetti. You
that was cheating favoritism. That was cheating favoritism.
Okay, we got Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV. Maybe he might want to get in the rap. You want to get in the rap battle?
I ain't ready yet. I'm just not getting right.
Nigga, that's the best thing to get right. I'm the last nigga standing. Nobody can go against me.
Well, you know, you the coldest in the business. Can't nobody go against you.
Huh?
I say, you the coldest in the business. Can't nobody go against you.
No, I'm not like that, man. I'm so wack. It's crazy.
Come on now. You You are the sensation.
I make the beat. I can make the beat, but we having a rap battle. That's all we're doing right now.
I just clicked in, man. I know everybody on here. Salute everybody on the panel.
I'm not going to even get in it. We're going to declare a winner. Let's see. We got C-Note, in which we call country. You know, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him here. Oh, yeah.
True
oh,
West.
Yeah.
West, y'all.
Wait a minute. Who was my man name up at the top? Because I'm telling you, you got to hold your shit down for next week. Well, you know, Mr. Everywhere, he didn't compete in it. All right, let's see. JoJo was out the goddamn guy. You know who we going to get a trophy to? Who y'all think we should get a trophy to other than myself?
Me.
I won between me and everywhere.
Everywhere,
you lost the confetti. God damn it.
Oh, man,
you lost
crazy,
confetti,
man.
I know you don't like that shit. This is what we gonna do.
I'm gonna keep it real. Give me the microphone and watch me ride the beat like the
Hey, Scratch,
throw the beat on. That's all you got to do. Throw the beat on.
He said he got me. You crazy.
No, you just lost. Take your L and go to bed.
King Scratch, check it out. Remember when I first kicked it out, I talked about apples. So, my shit was tight because I talked about apples. That's the first thing I talked about. And I did it to complete, but then I came back on, and nobody wouldn't wrap the cornbread.
Check this out, because we're about to be in after hours after 10 minutes. We gonna decide who's the tightest motherfucker. Let me give
y'all
some.
Once I get off everywhere, you disqualified. Ain't no more. I'm hanging up. You don't get a chance. You disqualified. You didn't rap when the challenge was available. You done. You let me get away with that wag ass rhyme.
Whoa. Who actually thought that they won? And my brother say, let everywhere spin a verse and let all of y'all try to do a verse like everywhere.
Nah, y'all okay. pick a topic. Everybody spit a verse.
I don't need a topic.
Because that's what we talking about, nigga. I got a topic.
All you got to do is let me flow. I got a topic.
He wants to make sure it's freestyle. That's why he's coming over with the topic. You got to make sure your stuff freestyle. You know what I'm saying?
I don't write no rhyme.
He can't sleep with confetti. Hold on. We got 9 minutes. Y'all motherfuckers, now it's going to be just straight freestyle with no music. Now, we getting ready to just go on and see what the hell we could talk about. I'm not going to give. I'm not going to let y'all do y'all shit. Let's go back to apples. Who going first to talk about apples?
I went first last time.
And you did the apple thing.
Anybody want to start rapping, the motherfuckers going to talk about whatever the fuck they want to. We did it with music. Now we're doing it with no music.
I go. Come on. I get it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Look, Trudy is going. Let's go.
Let's go.
There would be there. Oh, my God.
No beat. I just want you to talk about apples. Yeah.
Okay.
You say, who, what the hell going to do?
Okay.
Talk about some apples.
I took a bite of the apple. That was Eve, and that was Adam. That was the snake. They was at the tree. Combination. It doesn't matter. Oh, no, you got to let me write it down, because I can go deep with you.
You can't write it down. That don't mean
freestyle.
You out right now. Next, who talk about the apple? Somebody talk about the apple.
I guess I'm going to get on the apple game, dude.
All right. Confetti, give me an apple.
Give me an apple, something to talk about that's everywhere. Won't
you
ride.
Out.
Just like an apple.
Fuck out of here. Who that?
I don't get to finish my apple, right?
I can't talk about no apple.
You thinking too hard. Who that?
Yo, but I ain't wrote that note.
Hold on. Frank.
That is fucked up.
You need to go ahead. Eliminate the people that
I'm gonna keep it real. Y'all ain't ready. This ain't New Year's Eve, so y'all can keep that confetti. I'm Jason. He's ready. Long nails versus machete. Never that. Hold up. Here I come. I'm kicking that Kevin
apples.
Flack.
You run
up
in the
round one.
When
y'all round two and round three. Huh.
We talk about confetti. We talk about apples.
I'm not talking about apple. He said he got me. I'm trying to go in on him. Y'all done messed me up.
Yeah. Hey, I couldn't even get my own game out. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere
right,
for the pop.
All right.
Here I go.
Jojo.
Cino coming. Jojo.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay. Hey. Cino, give me some apple.
Okay, I'm going to hit it like this.
You had that before.
Trip. Yeah. I could go on all day with on apple. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ready for it? A is for apple, J is for Jack. Your girlfriend don't got no ass in the back. I'm a player like that. Apples don't cut no slack. I want to eat a couple apples and bring them back. But he say don't rap and say the same shit again. I come through like Ritterland. I'm an apple at this shit, King. You don't want to see me apple cider vinegar. I got some badass bitches up on my side. Can you hear me, bro? Coming out the dome with it. See no Corleone with it. Apple don't fall from too far from the tree. I'm on with it. I'm in the zone with it, dropping my shit, no cutting, no slack. Yeah, you can't even get your apple back.
Oh,
y'all talking about matter of fact.
Yeah.
I think I got my clappers going. All right. Who's that?
They said the apple is the forbidden fruit. I eat the microphone up every time I step in the booth. Y'all know the truth.
Okay,
talk
we ain't
doing
got to
explain
your
crazy, man.
Nigga.
What?
You ain't got to explain your excellence. Shit.
Y'all won't let me flow. I'm telling you. You see, I'm
all right,
nigga, you fell off, nigga. You trying to get me back on the slick.
All right.
You fell off, man. Come on,
nigga,
man.
Hey, check it out, nigga. You take your loss tonight because you ain't jumping the apple until you got the apple game. You done. Bye. Go to sleep.
Let me tell you what. And I'm going to keep that down.
Hey, Buddha Ali is lying. Buddha Ali got what? Buddha Ali.
They won't let me rap. Buddha, you know I'm going to eat them up.
Here I go. Y'all ready?
Y'all, I'm ready. Come on, let's go. Apples.
Okay, apple. 7-Up, RC Cola, 7-Up. Fanta, Snapple, all made with apples. Apples made by Snapple.
Boo, you go.
Yeah, who
are
you going to say in my mind?
That's right. But hey, can you kiss Booty, hey, who the hell got a night? They didn't kiss you, but you got a woman.
It took too long to make it happen.
I think he just laughing at my nigga, man.
Come on, man.
Hey, that nigga trying to shoot the whole. I think when we cowboys, he shoot his out of the sky.
Boy, gotta get a first and shit right now.
Hey, well, nigga, we 3-1. Them these cowboys, he just shooting his out of the sky.
I don't even think I could come up with an apple verse.
You got a king's crack. Come on with it.
I ain't gonna be able to do it.
You got it. Come on, man.
All right, let me see. I like apples. I like Snapples. I put them in my jeans, and that's what happened.
That's done.
So it don't even matter if I didn't like this or like that because I gotta have that apple with the snap.
You done.
Just take the motherfucking seeds out of them because that's what happens. Niggas eat the seeds and they go up in their chest and they throat and everybody know they can't go. They gotta do that shit, and they gotta spit them out because that's what eating apples is all about. Nigga, cut the motherfuckers up. Don't just take a bite because them motherfuckers have you sitting every single night. That's how it goes, and that's how it is. That's how it was when we were little kids. So you gotta think about that shit when you was grown because
that
went
by five balls without saying apple.
That shit going on. No different than it was when you was sitting on the toilet. Nigga shitting every day. Nigga, you a phony.
Don't
stop. Apples.
Nigga, with the rug, nigga, always sitting there, nigga, why the fuck people knocking on the door saying, why the fuck you in there so long? Because your ass is fucked up because you ate up apples and you sitting up there and your ass is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the whole,
You got the nigga, that motherfucker run your ass. Well, we had a nigga with attitude on these apples. You had the sandman suit on today. You came out there with the broom.
I was.
Hey man, we are, you know, everywhere. I know you do not like, you're a sore loser, but you might have got an apple line in, but nigga, you lost, it was over then.
So what the fuck are you talking for?
What you mean?
Man, who you win again? He wasn't even two seconds of the game, man. Check it out, man.
Y'all come on, some apples, some words.
They just throw me in on a beat.
Come on, man. Like, get up out of here. I killed everywhere because he ain't say nothing. So, I could have said the wagon, wagon, and wagon, and it ain't say nothing. I still beat him. So he just
got to take his loss. I must say this and then say that. All y'all rapping, all of y'all shit was whack. Super 100, I'm going to take the truth back. There's a true way to keep this shit on the map.
Go back to your lyrics. Nigga, you lost like five seconds of the game.
Man, you wouldn't let me say what happened. Hey, it don't even matter. Oh, well, whatever.
West, you guys are all good. I think I won this week. As long as I got one line out, I beat everywhere.
It don't matter.
Hey.
It's like,
I'm a champion. I got one line out, I beat everywhere. I'm gonna take my W. I got it. Fuck it. We in overtime now. We didn't even give nobody a damn chance to come to overtime. Fuck with y'all.
Yeah, you are. You are, 'cause my phone went dead.
That's all right. I don't give a damn.
I won. I won. I beat everyone. That's all I care. Like I'm holding a plaque in the sky.
I was trying to get a cheese steak.
Talking about rap.
You know he fucked my concentration up.
Sitting on the mic, man.
Yeah. Man. Will?
Hey, how about them Cowboys? We what, 3-1 now?
How about them? How about it? How about
yep.
them? Right.
You know what time it is.
Yeah.
How about them Cowboys? How about them boys?
How about them? How
yeah.
about them boys? You heard?
Yeah.
Did. Ain't nobody saying nothing in 3 weeks. They've been quiet for 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't lying, boy.
It's all good.
We ain't got nothing to say.
They can't say nothing. Nothing plus, nothing leaves, nothing.
Everybody's stunned.
Yeah.
They say they team, you know, when they... You know when the Cowboys win and they team lose because they quiet.
Oh, yeah.
You go to their social media page. Yeah, go ahead.
Trying to get me a ticket to go to that old Rams game to let them know, you know, Dallas and Rams play. So, you know, I'm getting ready to probably go out there this weekend and watch that. Yeah.
You're going to waste your money. You better off watch it on TV because the Rams are going to get drove.
Hey, you know, hey, I'm a diehard Dallas fan, Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you might as well say that for the playoffs.
Yeah,
well, the
you know one thing,
like the Cowboys,
you know, one thing
it's just the fact
I'm on the West Coast, so I'm in the area where I can go and enjoy that. You know what I mean? That's what it's about. You know, L.A. got a beautiful stadium, man. Rams got a beautiful stadium. You know, so
you live right across the street.
Yeah, so I'm from that way back in the Dallas, Louisiana, Monroe, all that, following areas back towards Dallas. That's my home, so I'm going to go out there and go to that one, too, because we got that million-dollar stadium in Dallas.
What part are you from in there this way?
Dallas area?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Oh, shit. You name it, shit. I'm from Monroe, but, hey, you know, Monroe, you know, mostly everybody done moved from Monroe to Dallas. All my people from Monroe,
okay.
Louisiana. Yeah.
Okay.
That ain't number the new Dallas. So, yeah.
Yeah,
you
can be out there Club Tequila back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Arlington and all that, Oak Cliff and Funky Town, Fort Worth and, you know, Grand Prairie and all that, and DeSoto.
That's confetti stomping ground right there.
That's right.
His stomping ground.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
that's my second home, man.
Mr. Everywhere, that's my cousin on my dad's side.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Monroe, my stomping ground. Here right down Highway 80 and I-20. There's my stomping ground all the way to Jackson, Mississippi.
That's right. My folks from out there, too. Hazelhurst, Mississippi, Jackson.
You be in Canton? You be in Canton, Vicksburg, all them stomping ground.
Uh-huh.
Jonesboro, Arcadia, Grambling, Arkansas, Alexandria.
Yeah.
Them all my stomping ground.
Yeah. Don't forget about Baton Rouge in New Orleans.
Yeah, I've been down there a couple of times, but my stomping ground was all down Highway 80 and all down I-20. From Jackson County, Mississippi, Vicksburg.
Yeah.
I'd be at the Maristar down in Vicksburg.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You naming it.
That's one place I can find to have a chance to party in was Monroe and up on the street, but Jackson, Vicksburg, and out of everything across 20 other than that.
Yeah, you
got to
watch out right there, that bridge
in there.
Monroe. Them state boy, you can sit right there, that bridge
in
Monroe waiting on you.
Pecan
Land Mall, that's the name of their mall.
Pecan Land Mall, that's right. You right.
Oh, yeah. Now, I used to go to that mall, but I had to hit the club.
Oh, yeah, man. You got to go to the club, man. It's a treat, man. It's a treat. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Yeah.
I tried to find. I didn't know.
who that?
Yeah, they ain't clubbing at White Diamonds no more, confetti.
You say they throwing shows or something, right?
They let you book it out for you to throw a show, but they ain't doing it.
I mean, I talked to B, but B hit me up probably about 10 minutes before I got on the show, but I ain't talked to Young. Yeah, I ain't talked to Young probably about 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know, that might have been just a couple of weeks. That nigga did he pop up on the phone, you know.
Yeah,
that nigga was talking about setting up a tour. That's what he was talking about a week or two.
How that weather down there?
Now, we high. We burning up down here.
Y'all ain't kidding me, that hurricane, huh?
We ain't. It didn't touch us. It's about 7 hours away.
Oh, yeah. Did it do real bad out there in Florida, though? Like,
yeah, $65 billion worth of damage.
Ooh!
Went to the Carolinas and did the same deal.
Dang, man, they said it was going to be bad.
It went out back in the water?
Yeah, it went back out in the water, but it went all the way up across Florida and then through the Carolinas.
They
wow.
had a fight at, they had a, fight at a soccer game or something. They killed 100 and some people, too.
Yeah,
wow.
In Indonesia, they serious. Yeah, a soccer game in Indonesia, they killed 100 and something people and 200 got injured. They be stampeding, man. They be 50,000 people at them soccer games.
What's up, big dog?
I'm saying, but goddamn, why they ain't shut the soccer game down?
It was after the game was over with. Your team lose, they start a riot.
Yeah, they
started
a riot.
Oh,
I thought you were talking about the storm killed 100 some people.
No, storm killed 40-something people, 50-something
people. 100-something people got stampeded on and killed.
Oh, because they had, they just went crazy at the game?
Yeah.
Wow. Indonesia got a lot of motherfucking people. That's part of India, right?
Indonesia.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't part of India. You know, they got over a billion motherfuckers. I know
Indonesia over there, that's by Australia.
Oh, okay. They ain't by India. They ain't in India. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they serious with them soccer games like South America. This girl I know, she was sitting up there and talking to me, and her dad was at the restaurant early that day. Then his dad went back to the restaurant. She called me crying, and this is in El Salvador. He turned around and got there, and they came in after the soccer game. His team won. They came in and shot and killed her daddy and everybody in the restaurant. Her dad was like part owner of the team that won. And see, they take that stuff serious with that soccer. They ready to kill you about that soccer. You go to them other countries, boy. Soccer is their biggest deal. That's what they call football in the other countries. So soccer is their football. How our football is, that's their football. So they take it serious. And some girl went in there, she called, she talked about, man, they came in there and shot my dad up at the restaurant after his team won. I'm like, hell, I ain't over that serious. She's like, yep. And I'm like, damn, y'all were just at the restaurant early on in the day. That's how it goes, though. Real story. I'm like, shit, boy, they don't play. Because she said a lot of the gang members from L.A. that was from El Salvador, they get deported and they go down there and start the gangs down there. And then they all got all kind of guns and stuff like that. And then the team owners, if they lose, they might lose like $10 million just on losing a game. They bet on their team. And if their team lose, he lose $10 million. You're like, well, hell, I got to go pay this dude. But if I kill him, I ain't got to pay him. So you just hire some guys who's like, hey, man, I'm going to give y'all $5,000. Y'all go in there and shoot him up. And went in there and shot and killed her dad and everybody in the restaurant.
Going down like that, huh?
And that stuff's serious, man. That soccer stuff is serious. You get to going over there.
Million, you don't want to put me and my goons waiting to get our cut, bitch. Come in here if you want to. You got everything. We want our money.
Yeah. First one on
fucking
the gun.
Right.
That's the whole case in point.
That's what I'm saying, but you got to be ready. You know they coming. Yeah, I mean, we got to go get that money. You are, hey, now you're doing a fair exchange. You have your goons go get your money. Where you gonna get this kind of money like Don King say from? Nigga, I break down 2 million. Take 8, break the other 2 down. Just go get the money. Spread it around.
Yeah. Them dope would be cartels. See, them cartels on them damn, them cartels on the soccer teams.
Right.
You know, them soccer players get paid money, man. You know, them some are going to be getting $25 and $200 million. You look at them teams, United, whatever it is. Who owns that team? Somebody in America bought one of them teams or bought into one of the team, part owner. Them some are going, them soccer players be getting millions of dollars, man. I'm talking about they be having damn NFL contracts. Just to kick a damn ball, be getting $25 million, $30 million a season.
Damn. Man, I started out, I was playing soccer young. God damn, just stuck with it.
Let me see how much you see a highest paid soccer player. Highest paid soccer player. Highest paid is $125 for Paris. The next one is Manchester United. That's that team, $113 million. Paris, $110. Paris, $91 million. Mohamed Salah, Liverpool, that's a German team, $39 million. Madrid, $31 million. And somebody else, $30 million. It's just the highest paid player, but one is $125 million.
Mm-hmm. Must be nice.
Yeah. Be nice to kick a soccer ball. But if they lose, boy, they be trying to catch them in the alley and kill them. Yeah.
See, they ain't got to lose. They just got to be walking down the alley. They got a money. Shit. Walking down the right alley, you see it.
Yeah, that shit is serious. Yeah, Lionel Messi, he's getting $130 million a year. Boy, that's crazy. Just to kick a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what y'all think about old Putin? Putin said, hell, he finna die. He gonna launch a nuclear bomb, he said.
Oh, he about to die? Oh, he just said.
Yeah, no, he is. He got blood cancer. They said it's messing up his eyesight and everything. Got cancer of the blood.
No shit. Like, for real?
Yeah, square beer.
That's sad.
That's funny.
So
they
got
all
he's going to launch a nuclear bomb.
Well.
Hey, what the boy, natural healer, John Chris say, wherever you got cancer, there's hate. He said, wherever there's cancer, there's hate. Old Putin got some hate in him.
Well, his soldiers defected. They done left. Then the ones they tried to recruit, they didn't make the recruit requirements, so they sent all them back home. All his other soldiers, they defected because they said they reported been going on a training mission. They didn't know they were going to war. And all them got misled, so what you call it? They were getting killed, and they like, hell no, we leaving. They left. Put their weapons down and left.
Going to another country. Mm-hmm. Huh? And the rest of the whatever, well, the new recruits, mm-hmm. Now the reserves, he was activated. When they going to another country?
Who's that?
Putin, the rest of Putin, the rest of the soldiers he's trying to activate.
Yeah, they done ran to Poland and all them other countries.
Damn shame. When are you supposed to do that thing we annex the country?
He thought he was going to do that now, but that ain't happening. They done ran his folks up out of there. Them folks said, man, leave them folks alone, and we through. We gone. Mm-hmm.
And Putin got a blood cancer disease.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know nothing than medicine, you out there.
Yep. Yeah.
They probably poisoned his ass, too.
They probably slipped something in his food.
Well, they tried to, they set a bomb off 2 weeks ago, but it didn't blow his car up. It blew, I guess what happened is it blew right there at the tire, but it didn't kill him. So then all the people that was in his motorcade, they defected because he was like, one of y'all had to tell everybody our route. So he wanted all them locked up, so they, all them just disappeared. Oh, his whole Secret Service disappeared on him. Yeah, they know he ain't right, and they don't want to die in the process. They like, hell no, when it comes to living and dying, ain't nobody just, oh, I'm going to go to die. Hell no. And some of them got feelings, too. They like, shit, no.
I did, but you trying to take the people's land. They like, man, get up out of here with that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people ain't ready to die about that. They're like, hell, them folks ain't bothering us. Leave them folks alone. Hell, you want us to die? Why you hide behind a computer screen, Facebook
right.
Beefing?
What are you doing?
That's
that
how it be. That's how it be.
Oh, what you say?
Mr. Edwards,
yeah, he hide behind that computer screen, Facebook beefing. He ain't out there in the field. That's what they do. You know, that's just like the homie. They sit up there and talk trash to somebody, and then somebody get it on their ass. They go get their homeboy. Hey, man, them niggas trying to get on me. Where they at? And he's sitting at home while his homeboy would be crash dummy.
Right.
Like, no, they want to whoop you. They don't want to whoop us.
Right.
That's how they always do. We get the beef, and then niggas on your hat. Hey, you run and go get the homies trying to fight your battles. I ain't never been in that shit. I always tell my homie, y'all stay home. I don't even want y'all traveling with me because I'm on a mission every time I'm moving. I'm on a mission. I roll by myself. I'm well secure. Yeah.
That's right. You ain't going to tell on yourself, homie.
Yeah. Hell no. They get me down there. Every time I go down there, I say, man, cut that tape recorder off and bring my hamburger. They be mad as hell. They be mad as hell. I said, boy, you don't sit up there and do nothing. Don't write no statements. Don't tell them no. Don't say nothing. Forever hold your peace, just like you motherfucker at a wedding. So if you say anything, they going to pull that paperwork up in court. He said right here, see, Your Honor, he said right here. And motherfucker be looking like, damn, this motherfucker won't talk. He won't say shit. So they said, we going to put them on a $100,000 bond like they did. I'm like, oh, well. Yeah, that's how they try to break you down and sit up there and try to tell something. Like, man, y'all crazy as hell, man. Y'all go take me to my cell and give me my hamburger. That's what I tell them. You the detective. Y'all the detective. Do your job. And cut that camera off.
Right.
That's what I tell them. Cut that camera and that tape recorder off. And they got the camera in the corner. You got one in front of you and one behind you. And then they got the tape recorder they got right there on the desk. So there you say, cut the tape recorder. And they come get me. They done brung a state trooper from another town. They done brung him down. They thought they were going to scare me. Talking about, you finna take the lie detector test. I said, okay. Then they said, he's a diabetic. They said, well, shit. I'm listening to him in the other room saying, well, shit. He can't take the test. It's going to be a false test. Hey, come back in there.
He's a
man.
Diabetic?
Go ahead and go back to your cell. They didn't take the handcuffs off until I got back to the other side. Then they took the handcuffs off and sent me back to my cell.
Oh, they found you're diabetic. You can't take the test.
If you take diabetic medicine, you can't take the lie detector test. It's going to prove false.
Oh, yeah. Well, then, shit, nigga, I'm good then.
Yeah, all right. You didn't know that, did you?
Mm-hmm.
You can't take the drug test with metformin. Metformin got traces. It's going to show up as methamphetamines in your piss. That's why they didn't piss me when I got out on parole for 8 years. They never pissed me. Yeah, I knew that. I knew I was on metformin. They like, uh-uh. Yeah, they're going to show up dirty every time you come in here. And they told me that. So I was like, cool. I go in there and get my damn PO officer high five and sign the what you call it. He see all my fees are paid up. All right, man, gone. I'm in there in 2 minutes and out. Everybody else still sitting in there. Trying to plead with him. Hey, man, I know I'm dirty, man. Shit, man. Come on, man. Give me a chance. I'm just laughing at him. I'm in and out. Give me a high five. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they want what you call it. Yeah, they want to. They want to do that with what you call it? I laughed my ass off. They brought this motherfucker in to me. Hi, I'm Detective. What you call from Arkansas State? What you call? I said, hell, you ain't even part of Troop G. This is Troop G. I'm telling them. I said, it's Troop G. Yeah, I'm like, shit, you ain't part of Troop G. I know who the investigators are. Troop G. I done seen them before. You ain't him. He from way up there in damn near northern Arkansas. So he from Mena, Arkansas, about 2 hours away. He out of jurisdiction. His ass was out of jurisdiction.
He's gonna do a lot of
ticket. Yeah, he out of jurisdiction. He ain't even in.
Why the fuck you gotta take a lot of ticket?
Because they're trying to find out where my money went, my money I had on me. Yeah, I put it in the trash. My auntie worked down there. I put it in the trash. I didn't know what they had going on with me because they kept me there at 7 o'clock at night. They brought me in at 11:26 in the morning and kept me on the bench all day to 7 o'clock at night. I missed lunch and dinner meal. I didn't even get to eat at 7 o'clock. They gave me two trays, a lunch tray and a dinner tray.
You say they trying to find what you did with your money.
Mm-hmm. I put it in the trash. I went to use the bathroom, put it in the trash. You know, my auntie came back for lunch. I told her to go in there and get the money. They didn't see me, give it to her. So they couldn't prove on the video camera that I gave her no money. So they were trying to find out. When they stopped me, they pulled the money out. Then they said, hey, you can't do that. He's not under arrest. And they put it back in my pocket. They told him, put that back in his pocket. And they put it back in my pocket. Then they turned back around and come back here. 7 o'clock at night, asking where the money was at. I said, I gave it to the one you tried to set me up. She went grocery shopping. They got mad.
Oh, where you was at?
In Hope.
Oh, okay. He was in Hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. It was, he put
it
in trash.
Uh-huh.
Ain't that a bitch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got a ticket home. Then they told her, if you know anything about the money, you bring it back, you won't be fired. As soon as she brought it back, she fired it. Then they turned around and gave the money back anyway. They said, no, it ain't marked money because I got the money out the ATM machine, and my lawyer showed them out my wallet. But I told him I got the receipt in my wallet. He got the receipt out and showed it to the prosecutor attorney. He put the money back on my books. He's like, yep, he got that out the ATM machine. Yep, that's not no marked money. Showed him exactly where I got out the ATM machine, 3:32 that morning. So I had to give it back. Got it too far advanced. You know how I was maneuvering, but I was way too smart, way too far advanced for them. I was on a whole nother level. That's why they wanted me so bad. They like, man, goddamn, Who is the one got them supplying the troops?
I was sitting up here looking at, they got Snoop Dogg is a $120 million a year rapper. Redman, $11 million. They got some French rappers, some German rappers. They get, who else they got on?
Confetti is $10,000 a show, so you do that 4 shows a week, that's $40,000 a week.
One.
Times 4 weeks, that's $160,000 times 12. So he's a $2 million a year rapper.
I see it. We're
going to get it up. If you put in his overtime hours, then hell, it might be $3 million.
Oh, goddamn. Look at what.
I'm the first blessing, rapper to get overtime pay.
I'm taking all the blessings. Appreciate you. We kicking it up this year. Let's go.
Yeah, we'll be good if you're getting 4 shows a week at $10,000 a show.
Let's go. Let's get it. We can get it up.
You pay me as the manager, Buddha at the chauffeur, and yeah, we good.
Goddamn. Let's go.
I'm going to make you sign the Don King contract. Hey, I'm going to make him sign the Don King contract.
Damn. Where you going to make this type of nigga at, nigga, right?
He'll make you sign the Don King contract.
Hey, Mr. Avery, I'm here to talk to you about my royalty. What royalty?
I think Confetti on that live stream about 3 hours ago, he was on there with his Tom Landry suit on with the Dallas Cowboy coach hat on.
He looking like the Sandman. He was sharper than the Sandman on Showtime at the Apollo. I was wondering where the broom was at.
I had to double back. I said, hold on, that's Confetti. I said, cuz, sharper than a motherfucker.
They got you sharp, girl.
Hey, he on the couch like Donnie Simpson and Rachel. Yeah, you on the couch talking about the niggas need to quit shooting. That's what done fucked up. Niggas, they need to get out there shooting. They said, listen, Confetti, tell me they need to get out there shooting. Shit. Time you got out the phone, I'm, nigga, I'm a killer, nigga. This nigga, they think I'm doing shit.
Stupid.
I'm a killer nigga about my van. That nigga wait till they see me. They ain't going to understand. I've been trying to hold back. They going to see the real Confetti. I'm going to have my gloves on. I'm not going to be playing, Buddha.
Boy, he going to quit, man. I'm done with
I said, God, that Confetti doing all that goddamn nigga need to quit shooting. Time you get off the damn show.
What's his name from Yo MTV Raps? That was what was his name again, Buddha?
Fab Five Freddy.
Fab Five Freddy. That's who he looked like. Fab Five Freddy.
Fab Five Freddy.
Got the Fab Five Freddy hat on.
That's super clean, though. I gotta get that blazer. You gotta give me that blazer. That motherfucker was killing, cuz. I really can do some shit with that.
Fab Five Confetti.
God damn.
That we use the phone. That we use the phone to film it. What kind of phone that we using?
Hey, man, why you throw me under the bus like that? Boo, why you throw me under the bus like that, Boo?
Boy, I had to turn your ass to a ramp real quick. Milk crate with a boy. Milk crate with... With that 3-ply wood.
And then Confetti had a 5-piece suit on. He had a 5-piece suit on, buddy, to the top.
Yeah,
hey, Confetti, you were clean, though. I ain't seen you in a minute, boy. You were clean, a motherfucker, dog. You need to be like that
Confetti,
all the time.
You were clean, now. You were clean, Confetti.
I seen you at the bar, though. At the bar, you had that gray on, like you just come at the... Like you got down me with Night About Nate or somebody. You at the bar drinking a beer somewhere. I don't know where y'all at.
Yeah. The other day.
Oh, Legends. Wait a minute, Legends.
They had
you
sitting at the bar drinking that beer. You had but one beer, though.
I know. I had a few.
If you had about 10 beers, you been a motherfucking man then, nigga. You had a 10 that got 6-pack up there.
Man, I drugged that and... God blew me a few, nigga. I was
all right. Now we
got bad. We left out that bitch early, nigga.
Uh-oh.
I was gone, nigga. See, nigga. I was.
Everybody was watching you too. Everybody was watching you too. Yep, about 20 people this, watching every move you made. They watching everywhere you go to that bitch.
Who you talking about?
They watching that ass.
I was fucked up yesterday.
Yeah, he still got them them floaters on his arm from in that swimming pool video.
Yeah, I'm
I couldn't see who was shooting. Who was shooting? Mike Boogie?
Oh, yeah, you already know. I'm going to put the camera over. That's it.
Hype of them dropped that movie yesterday in Tyler. It was sold out.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Parole Money 2.
Parole Money 2.
13. They had it at 13 movie theaters. All of them sold out.
Oh, damn. Look at them. Look at them.
Now he on every page. Ooh. Now he just grinning on every page. Everywhere I go, I see hype on every page. Oh, okay.
You got you about 15 G's. 15 G's. Okay, okay.
Yeah, it showed at 13th Theater, about each theater sold out. Man, that's good for a black film.
Hell yeah.
A movie theater, period. A movie theater, period.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Everybody buy tickets to that motherfucker.
Goddamn right. 13? Hey, that's you.
13 movie theater.
You might
have
did 13
up.
They should have put that damn confetti in there.
No, they had a cast member. They the one in Tyler was where all the, they did a red carpet in Tyler. All the cast members, the movie there, but still, like, Jacksonville sold out, Palestine sold out, Longview sold out. I think Buffalo sold out, all them places that had it. Well, people start going back to movies anyway, so.
That's clear. Yeah, I've been holding that. I need to go and shoot my little movie. I got the script for it. Yeah.
Julia. Where everybody go, Sweet Pea? You have a love.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm trying to make sure, what you call it? Yeah, I was trying to make sure I merged you in. I was like, oh, hell, I thought I merged you in.
Yeah.
What happened to Sweet Pea?
She had her medicine, got her sleep, so she didn't wake up in time.
Julie, I seen you on Facebook last night. I ain't going to share you. I listened to the song.
Oh,
waiting on that video.
Know, yeah, you know, it don't let me see my shares. So I'm going to have to go in another way and see you know,
who shared it. Oh, I got you. Just post something.
I'm
going to
have to go
on your
page now. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I got you.
I seen Hev.
Yeah, I see Hev. Look, I see everybody on there. Mr. Everywhere, I see everybody on mine. See, that's
so
working.
I seen when you shared it.
Yeah, I'm working the confetti page on 24 TV Blast. I'm working on that. I'm working off that one too.
You say you're working off of what?
Zone 24 TV Blast.
Okay,
it's another zone page. Confetti Creator. But it's all part of the zone. It's more like industry people be on there like Bun B, Snoop Dogg. Like Snoop Dogg was on there last night. He got some cereal out. Master P up put out called Snoopaloops.
He got a whole breakfast deal called Mama Snoop.
Everybody doing
that. Yeah, he got the pancakes. Yeah, they got the pancake. I'm talking about he had the cereal last night he was advertised on the zone for the 4th
of July. He the first one I seen do cereal.
Oh, yeah, I had to get back on there. If somebody wasn't moving, I had to get on there and start moving things. So I got on Facebook myself because once I get on there, I can't get off that motherfucker.
She told you you can't get your ass on there no more, huh?
Shit, I had to ban myself from I had to fast from that motherfucker for some months. I get on there when something go down, then I get off of it. Once I get on it, I post anything and everything. I lose some people that I gain some people every day. I lost 20 people, got 50 back today. Lost 40, got 30 other day back. So the motherfucker will be like, when I pull you, I ride on that. I know at least 1,000 people on there personally. So it don't even matter. I know 1,000. Personally, I can call on the phone.
I won't take it back. I know a lot of motherfuckers on my Facebook page. These motherfuckers know I know them, too.
Yeah, I know a lot of motherfuckers
page.
On that motherfucking page.
Yeah, I know the motherfuckers on my page. The motherfuckers know me. That's one thing about it. I should run them numbers up long. A lot of people get it, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, them motherfuckers know me on mine.
My whole high school, junior, everybody on there hitting me up.
That's why they snatched my followers down to 300. That ratchet bastard.
White State Grand Prairie. Motherfucker hit me up White State Grand Prairie back in 82, 83. Motherfucker hit me up.
Confetti, you got to stop buying them bots.
Huh?
Stop getting them bots.
Hello? Stop getting them bots.
Stop getting them bots.
ain't got no damn box. You got to realize I went got my people from all over the country. And then I got a lot of people from, you know, Louisiana and Houston and Dallas. I got them from all over, though. I was adding them people myself, like, you know.
I'm just joking. I was just joking.
Oh, yeah, I know. I ain't tripping. Nah, them motherfuckers there.
Yeah, Julie, when you dropped your track, that motherfucker going. I was listening to the freestyle remix. That motherfucker was hard. When you get ready to drop your shit, the BET, if y'all got BET, the BET Awards is on now on YouTube. If y'all watch it now, and now it'll be on tomorrow.
You got a nice jam.
Yeah,
jam.
I'm waiting to hear that track that I dropped for her. I'm waiting to hear that one.
I'm gonna send it to you tomorrow.
No, would you put it out when you put it out? I'm just waiting here.
I'm already done with it. I was just saying.
I want to hear it when everybody here. I want to hear it when everybody here.
Well, you already heard the hook though. So
when you gonna drop it?
Say that again.
When you drop it?
Oh, I'm thinking next week. Next couple of weeks. But I really want to do a video to it. I'm sorry if y'all hear my granddad. He likes to, he gets me talking.
You like what? You up there cooking this late for your granddaddy?
He wants to talk to us.
So for the kids and everybody?
No, they sleep.
I thought you were on your late night cooking mission again.
No.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's going on in the hood, Buddha? Tell me something good.
So, Mr. Everwood, your nephews is okay?
Mm-hmm.
Say for the men, huh?
Yeah, they what you call, they hit about 30 minutes south of him, so that's the only reason he was good. They would have hit where they thought it was going to hit, he would have been in trouble. And the other one, it missed the other one, so the other one stayed in Jacksonville, so it missed him.
He came back here.
No, that's it from scratch for tonight.
It's going to be it for me, too, because I'm going to start working on some food.
You say you're about to start doing
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I ain't going to do nothing until tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow here, man.
Yeah, because I had, you had heard it, but I had mixed up a lot of the words on it.
You ain't heard the new one I just did.
The new beat?
Oh, shit, that shit bananas. Super bananas. Super bananas. Ain't nobody heard of it. It's super banana. It's going stupid dumb. I mean stupid dumb. It's going stupid dumb.
I'm going to send my goddamn bio before the end of the week. My gold mine records bio. Pay me a little money.
Oh, you
going to
send it to me?
On it. Oh, yeah.
When you get ready, you got to let me know.
Truly, do you exercise a lot?
Yeah, I exercise every morning, every night.
Yeah, your body's real fit. That's why I'm telling you, ready. Your skin tone, everything. Your skin tone is right. It's different from, you know, a lot of women in the industry. I think you're going to be a real highlight. Whenever
oh, no, I done been called a black ass before. I done been called chocolate black. Black is here.
Oh, I like your skin tone. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's distinctive. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You ready. Whatever you You know, a lot of female rappers, they almost damn near doing the same thing. But I think with you having that West Coast beat and that South beat and your lyric game, it's gonna manifest pretty right.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
this for you. Man, Booty, you ain't never said nothing nice about me.
I know they got
Booty, you ain't never say nothing nice about me.
No, well, Rick, I've been promoting you for years. Confed, you've been at the top. Did you stop?
I mean, I'm just saying, you just goddamn always, you never said nothing nice about me. You just said, oh, I'm a killer, nigga. Well, hey, why you couldn't say nothing nice about me? I'm a killer. I know he got off that show. Y'all need to quit all that shooting when you get out there. I'm going to kill that nigga.
Don't worry,
Buddha had that room. That joke was talking about getting the machete and cutting everybody's head off. I said, ain't letting you drink that no more.
He said, the bloody pigs are going to cut everybody's head off. I said, oh, hell no.
Hold on,
we got that rum. Nothing going on. He got that rum and started talking to him. He started talking back. I went to front of my seat, so he didn't bring a machete out the house.
Ride machete, the expedition, ride machete. Ride high there. This got machete in that motherfucker. Hey man, look here. How come you ain't hook up with Lit Lovely Lisa? Trulia.
When I tried to hook up with Lit Lovely Lisa, you know, she was suffering from COVID. When me and Rosemary were trying to get on the show. I tried to do that when I was in Hope. She was suffering from COVID. So she had canceled that show out for about a whole month.
Yeah, she just hit me up on the book. I've been hitting her up. I think Butter Go Hard and Dirty Black gonna be it down there October the Hood. What's that Hood Out Award?
Yeah, that's Lit Lovely Lisa puts it on.
Yeah, they gonna be down there. Dirty Black and Butter Go Hard, they nominated us up there.
What, in Memphis?
Yeah, Memphis. Uh huh.
Yeah, you know,
Butter Go
Harder.
I said, hey,
Dirty Black,
my cousin here. Her and Butter Go Harder, both of them motherfucking my cousin.
Oh, Butter Go Harder, she didn't got a little ward up there, right? That's what
they
were doing, the Southern Tier
Award?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's from Alabama. Yeah, she been going to Memphis, but she fucked with Lex Luger. He won like four awards.
Yeah, Lex Luger is my boy from Jackson, Mississippi. Yeah, he's from
he's not a producer, but he's a promoter.
Yeah, he ain't producer, he's a promoter.
Well, he don't want
Lex Luger is the other promoter. You got Lex Luger, the producer out of Atlanta, and then you got Lex Luger, the promoter out of Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay, now this nigga got a beard and wear glasses.
Lex Luger out of Jackson, Mississippi. That's the homeboy.
That's the one with the beard and glasses.
Yeah, he get everybody in. What you call working hand in hand? Him and C Dub work together.
Oh, C Dub from Hype Magazine.
C Dub, your boy from down there in the Gold Coast.
Oh, okay. You talking about the Gulf Coast, Mississippi, Gulfport, Mississippi.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that nigga show, he was on there. I had all them awards on. He had rapped like he won the goddamn championship.
He does all the promoting for Jackson, Mississippi now. So Jackson like the new hub. That's why I was trying to tell Trulia to get down to Jackson and start going to them homecoming and Jackson State football games and promote.
Man,
yeah,
that's
Jackson State and Grambling right there.
Yeah, I got some.
Let me tell you.
Jackson and Alcorn.
Yeah,
I went one year down there to the game. It was Little Flip, Underground Legend Tour. It was me, him, Billy Cook. This is for Dave Banner. It blew up real good. We were down there. We stayed at Dave Banner house in Jackson, Mississippi.
Went to the football game. I seen Jermaine Dupri. I talked to him halftime. I talked to Bone Crusher. It was somebody else we had down there. Reason Bigelow. And then we went to some goddamn restaurant everybody go to, Hood Restaurant. Went to that bitch. Too Short, everybody went that motherfucker. Dog seen Brandy. Everybody was at that football game, man. And tell you, that motherfucker was packed. Jackson, Mississippi. That was in 02. That's how long ago that was, back in 02. And they still crunk to this day. I ain't know that.
Yeah, that's what I told you. Jackson, Mississippi, right down the road from her, Jackson and Gremlin. You could be at all
yeah,
that, man.
You need to hit that.
Gremlin homecoming football game.
I talked to the DJ that actually plays music there. I talked to him.
Man, you got to get the music in their hand, though. That's what I'm saying. You got to put the music in your hand, go on that ground campaign with them flyers, with your QR code, go to your web page, all that, man. You got 67,000, and what was it, 68,000 people last year at the homecoming. That's 68,000 people, black folks.
Mm-hmm.
That's just at Jackson State. Then you got another 60,000, 70,000 what's the name of that? Grambling homecoming. So that's 130,000 folks. Mm-hmm. And that's right there down the street from you either way. It's just drive. It ain't nothing but jump in the car
that.
And drive. You can drive to Jackson and stay the night if you want to, or drive down that campaign and come back. Same day. And Grambling right down the road, you turn the car wheel, you land in the Grambling parking lot. They still gonna charge you for parking.
I always wanted to hit the little gremlin homecomings and shit. Just never did. I was so much busy doing something else, but yeah. Nigga, you right down the road from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went to homecoming with so many Winnebagoes.
You said what?
Yeah, it was 70. I had 2,500 flyers I passed out in less than an hour. I passed out 2,500 because I got about, I'd say about 1,700 and took with me, and I didn't know it was going to be that many damn people, and I passed all them out down there at the tailgate, and then I had to walk 2 more miles back to the car. And get it. Damn near broke my leg as I fell off the sidewalk. The sidewalk had a big old crack in it. And all them girls, ooh, let me get one. I'm trying to pass them out. I ain't paid attention. As soon as I stepped, the sidewalk was missing. It was about a 2-foot drop off. I fell and hit my knee on the sidewalk, busting my knee open. I still walked to the car, got the flyers, and walked all the way on back. I'm going to steady pass them out.
Man, I missed the fly hustle, man. That shit was so cool.
How far you fell?
About 2 feet down. It was about a 2-foot drop off, so my knee hit the part of the sidewalk that was broke.
Did they call the ambulance?
Hell no. I sat up there with a busted ass knee. My knee was busted open. I went back over there to the subway where my homeboy, his date, she was, her uncle owned the subway down there at Grambling. So we went back there, and I just doctored it up, then walked back across the street over there to the game and stuff like that. And I was still passing it out.
Hey, that's a real promoter. Hey, well, that's a real promoter. If I don't make it happen, it ain't going
to
happen.
I promoted that drip fest. Man, I went all the way down to Monroe. I went from Monroe. I went all the way from all over Shreveport, all the way down to Monroe. I went to Ruston, Grambling, all the way down through there. Arcadia, passing out flyers and posters all the way down to Monroe. Came back and went through Magnolia and went all the way up to Hot Springs, Arkansas, Malvern.
All the way on back down to Mount Pleasant, Texas, Texarkana, Hope,
and all points in between.
Yeah, I was passing them flies out all over the place. And the good part about it is I learned about that geofencing. So a lot of people, when I hand them flies, they're like, I already got that. And I'm like, how you get it, man? It was in my phone. And I didn't know what geofencing was till my man taught me what it was. And when I told him how, he told me to name off all the malls, all the high schools, and all the colleges in the area. And when I did, he did the geofencing deal. So when you step foot in that damn college and you step foot in that mall parking lot, it's going to come across the screen, the damn concert. You see what I'm saying? That's like I told
if she does
geofencing, she can say, I want to do geofencing from Dallas. I want to do geofencing from Houston. I want to do geofencing from New Orleans.
I ain't never did that with geofencing.
And when you're in New Orleans, it's going to come across the phone. If you go to Dallas, it's going to come across your phone. If it's going to, what you call it, it go across your phone. So you can do it for a city, or you can do it for multiple cities. You can do it for, like, all the colleges in the area, all the malls in the area, or whatever. And once you come step in that mall parking lot, it's going to pop up on the phone, Trulia, new album, sponsored. That's what it's going to say, sponsored, truly, a new album.
I ain't never did geofencing. That's new to me.
Yeah, it's called geofencing. That's new technology.
You said geofence?
Geofence, like a fence, geofencing.
Yeah, okay. That's just on fire, nigga. I ain't never heard of that. That's new to me.
Yeah, that was all new to me because I was like, man, how y'all, oh, what you call it? I ain't even been down here. Ain't nobody come down here, no flyer but me. Oh, it's in my phone. It was in my phone. I'm like, in your phone? And I called, I was like, hey, man, these people said they was in their phone. He's like, that's what that geofencing was, because he had me write down all the names of the high schools from Texarkana, Hope, all the surrounding cities, Shreveport, all the high schools. I got online and pulled up all the high schools and gave him all the names, pulled up all the malls, gave him the names, the hospitals, gave him the names. So every time you step foot in them locations, it pop up in your phone, geofencing. Pop up, boom. Drip Fest 2019, Little Baby Money Bag, yo, Drip Fest, Drip Fest, Drip Fest. So everybody had already seen it. Some people hadn't, and some people had. I was like, wow.
It's kind of like when you pull up and they do the like the location thing, how is it? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but see, it's like when you go in to look something up. Say you go to Google and look something up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then when you go to Facebook, what's the first thing to pop up? Like, I was looking up car auto detailing equipment on Google. Now I go to Facebook, and every post on Facebook, oh, we got the new auto care, this and that. Ooh, this the new car wash, this and that. This the new pressure washer. This the new car wash nozzle. This the new, every ad on there has got to do with car wash now. See, and that's a new deal. I got to find out how they do that, because it's just like, how do you people know I was looking up some Jordans? And then you go to Facebook, and this Jordans, and Hibbett's got the new Jordans, and then Foot Locker the new Jordans. You're like, how do these folks know I was looking up Jordans on Google?
Oh, you
and now I go to Facebook,
shit.
And it's popping up.
There's your microphone on your phone.
You know they do that pixel shit.
Huh?
That pixel. You know, you put like, how does it pixel, like, so once you click on something, it like follow you. It like follow you around the block. You know what I'm saying? Like they what they call that shit? It's pixel. I know it's in e-commerce. I just can't. What it is almost like they follow to see wherever the fuck you go. You know what I'm saying? And so they know where you're going. If you look at Jordans, it's going to be everywhere you go. I think it's called like pixel.
Yeah,
XEL.
I haven't seen that before. I haven't seen them advertise it.
Yeah, it's like, it's somebody the pixel in the, and you think. But it's like what it do, like when you click on something, it's like, it's following you. They're like a motherfucker sneaking you, watching everywhere you go. They follow everywhere you hang out. And I guess think they put the, like, you know, everywhere you go, it's like, it's going to be what you're looking for.
Mm. Yeah. But that geofencing is real nice. It's a real good way to push your stuff.
Yeah, I like the way this sounds.
Yeah, man. Hopefully I'll be take advantage of all this stuff again.
Yeah,
need to move like I need to move.
Mm-hmm.
Try the old cataract surgery in a few months.
Yeah, get it done, man. It's worth a try. That's all I can say is, you know.
See if old Fetty can get back to normal life.
Mm-hmm.
See what it is, man. I ain't gonna know how to act. Gonna be acting brand new like I ain't never seen before in my life. When you going in, Confetti? Mm-hmm. In 3 days.
That's how you supposed to act. You supposed to act like that. You supposed to act brand new.
That's what I'm going to be. Motherfucker going to be like.
I'm going to try some shit, though. But I don't do nothing else. I'm going to try some shit. I'm going to try some shit, man. I'm known to do that.
Hmm.
I'll double down with your money and mine. Make the house, make the car, make everything.
We gotta get you ready to go. Gotta get Confetti ready to go. Well, they don't stop with that two hands up challenge. They need to stop. And they got these gay guys and guys sitting up there doing all that two hands up challenge stuff, man. It's just ridiculous, boy. The black community, we just done fell apart. We ain't got nothing to identify ourselves with. Back in the '60s and seventies, it made us pimps and dope dealers in the movies, and now they're making everybody gay. All the black actors are turning them gay.
Well.
The only script they want to write is a gay script. They don't want to write no scripts. This showing us in the pilot light that they want to write a gay script. We'll make them gay.
Well, he just say the gay people out there, they moving. They out there doing everything. They'll feel right. They are everybody always feels right. You'll feel right.
Well, the deal is once you're lost, you it's hard to be found when you're lost.
It's just a way of helping people out the closet.
Well, see what the deal. There ain't no helping people out the closet. People do what the end thing is. And everybody started talking about smoking weed. Guess what? Everybody started smoking weed. When everybody started talking about the straps and all that, everybody started talking about the straps and going to try to buy a gun and think they're a shooter and all that type of stuff and came crash dummies. See, it's monkey see, monkey do. You can go do a challenge like the crate challenge. Everybody started trying to climb on them crates, falling, busting their ass, breaking their hips and everything because of crate challenge. I always want to be a challenge. You trying to challenge somebody to be who they ain't. And that's the sad part about it. Be your damn self. If people don't accept you for being yourself, fuck them. Fuck them. But once you try to be somebody else, it ain't going to work for you. Everybody going to laugh and say, oh, they think they, oh, he's trying to rap like Moneybagg Yo. Oh, she trying to sound like Sweetie. Oh, she trying to be the next Megan Thee Stallion. Because once you don't be yourself, they're going to sit up there and compare you. And if you don't live up to the hype, then you're going to fall off. That's Glorilla, she in her feelings. Ice Spice in her feelings. There's a lot of them in their feelings because they thought they going to come out and everything was just going to be smooth sailing. And then they get out there and it's like, boom, okay. Damn, I had a hit. Fuck nigga free. Oh, yeah, all right. Back door with Blessed, didn't nobody bite. Back door with the Cardi B song, didn't nobody bite. Now it's like...
No, that Blessed song number one, huh, Mr. Everywhere? That song is number one.
Number one where?
Yeah, look it up. That song was number one. to bless them.
If it's number one, it would pay number one. If it's number one.
He said, "Bless is number one." Yeah, I'm saying Avril went number one too, and I ain't heard her nowhere.
As I say, a lot of that stuff is paid in there. Your guy that might have paid $5 million for the number one.
I tell you what, my cousin told me the Grammy Award was marketing. I know you told that a long time ago. Don't worry about the Grammys. That's all marketing. What kind of talent? Wants to be to the city PRF? She's telling. Don't worry about it. It's all marketing. I used to be like, okay, that's what makes good sense.
Well, you know, Grammys is based on your radio spins. As far as Grammy nomination, it goes off of your radio spin. If you don't got a BDS registration, you can't even get you can't even make it on the Billboard charts. And then you can't even get,
I just got a goddamn royalty check today. They sent me on Sound Exchange. Sent me on cheap-ass royalty check. I said, get that on.
I'm trying to see.
Look back, shit, but still, I got it.
I'm trying to see where. Man, my phone going slow. Come on now. Harry Styles is. As it was, Harry Styles, number one. As it was, Bad Habit, Steve Lacy, I Like It, Happier, Sunroof, Super Freaky Girl, Nicki Minaj, Your Proof, I Ain't Worried, The Kind We Make.
Oh, Nicki Minaj is right what?
Late Night.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell. What you call it? I'm trying to find out where she number one at. Because I know I looked on this number one.
Come on, Julia.
Number one on mainstream R&B and hip hop airplay chart.
Yeah, but that, who was that? Whose chart is that?
It's on the Billboard. I'm looking at it. Let me
see. I'm looking at Billboard. I'm looking at the whole total top 100 Billboard. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to see what number she is even in the top 100.
They got different Billboards, don't they?
Well, who's number one then? Because on this thing, it say she was number one.
She's number 43. Let's go. Hit Kid and Glorilla is number 43. She's been on, she's 42 last week. She's been on the chart 17 weeks.
What about Blaze?
FNF, and then right after that, Left and Right by Charlie Poop featuring John Cook and Stayin' Alive. DJ Khaled featuring Drake and Lil Baby is number 42 for this week. Yeah, the other charts, I don't even go by. I go by the top 100. That's, I mean, you got the top 100 hip hop and rap and stuff. I go by the whole top 100.
Julia, which one you there. Which one you looking at, Julia? Trulia.
And I'm trying to figure out what he just said. The number one is the Beatles, so I don't know.
Number one song on Billboard is. Ah, shit, man. How the hell let's do this? It's As It Was by Harry Styles. That's the week of October 1st, 2022. And then she down there 43.
Wait, what you looking at, Trulia?
That's FNF, but Bless ain't even, I ain't even seen Bless on here. That's FNF. That's not even the Bless song.
Yeah,
I don't
know. What you looking at?
It's the chart I saw.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Blessing. I'm looking at the top 100.
What's she looking at?
Billboard top.
It's R&B Billboard charts.
They're playing Beyonce song on every station. That Can't Break My Soul. Yeah, they playing that on white folk, black folk stations. Shit, that motherfucker number one, they got another song they play, but that right now is on every station.
What number did that on? What number they play?
That's on every, I don't give a damn, it's on every station. Internet, radio, hop in your car, tape the set, 8-track, 9-track, They playing that Beyonce.
Yeah, that Bless ain't what? Even in the top 100.
Hey, Julia, what chart?
You on the Billboard Hot 100? The Bless ain't on there. Now I'm gonna go to the Billboard. You know R&B, it'd probably be on that, but the top 100 at all.
She's number one on mainstream R&B. Can you not hear what I said, Confetti?
I know
that's
what I'm saying.
Airplay chart.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but I was talking about the number one charts on the charts total. That's what you get judged by when it comes to the, what you call, because all that, see, you got other platforms that got people number one on their platform, then you go to Billboard, and they like at 127. And that's just what you call, but Billboard top 100 is what everybody bases everything on, is who's number one. But,
well,
she said, you know, I know they got top 100 raps
is,
right here.
She say they narrow it down to mainstream R&B.
They got different categories, but that's what I'm saying. When somebody say they're number one on the charts, I just go with the straight Billboards. You see,
right.
When they say number one, it's like Drake